Day 269, or September 26th. Don't let pride get in the way. Our thoughts today come from Zechariah chapter 9 verse 9. Rejoice greatly, daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter of Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly, and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. Now the big picture surrounding this verse. Zechariah is so convicted and saddened by the way his fellow Jews are rejecting his words, and thereby rejecting his God, who has given Zechariah the job of taking God's word to the people. He gives us that great verse which is quoted in Matthew's Gospel, as Matthew describes Jesus coming into the city of Jerusalem on a donkey. The cry, Hosanna, meaning set us free, resounds for all to hear. And now today's action step. Today we have a clear prophecy that is fulfilled when Jesus enters Jerusalem on what we now call Palm Sunday, at the beginning of the week that will end with his death on the cross at Calvary. It's hard to imagine how it would feel to be going towards an horrific death, which you don't deserve, and which you could avoid simply by calling for help from your Father in heaven. On top of this, Jesus enters on the back of a donkey's colt. It is impossible to remain dignified and ride like this. In our sophisticated 21st century society, to remain dignified is very important, so much so that we are often tempted to take extraordinary actions rather than have our ego dented. This can be especially true for those of us who may be involved in public ministry or have a leadership role in a local church. Please refuse to believe your own publicity. Would you be just as happy to turn up at church next Sunday and find you were not required and could sit in the pew and worship with the rest of the congregation? If you hesitated before you answered this hypothetical question, then maybe you need to remember that Jesus entered Jerusalem lowly and humble. As his followers, we need to be lowly and humble too.